This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the Illinois Beef Expo wrapped up over the weekend as it took place in Springfield last week until Sunday, and things are looking pretty good for the beef industry in Illinois. Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group says he's seen interest in expanding existing herds and adding new herds to farming operations. And the Illinois Livestock Development Group is happy to help get you started.
Well, we are a market-driven industry, and this time of year with the trade show going on, you get to talk to a lot of farmers out here in the marketplace and find out the temperature or how they're feeling. So we came off this rough market this fall, but things have nicely recovered. And in my business, when people are looking at building new barns and investing in the beef industry, that market pressure that's been relieved also gives people thought process of, do I grow and what do I do in the future to stay in the cattle business? So a lot of people coming through here are looking for opportunity, not only at the trade show with equipment and services, but, hey, if I'm going to expand my herd, what do I need to do? And whether it's a cow-calf operation or a feedlot operations, there are rules and guidelines you need to follow. So the livestock group tries to help people with that. So a lot of interest here in Springfield about that. Folks know that I'm here to talk about. And one of the big things I've seen here recently is on cow-calf operations. Gosh, we can't go find more pasture, but we want to grow our cow herd and we want to bring somebody back. So cow housing has taken a renewed interest in the marketplace where we're going to house cows indoors more, intensively feed them with a TMR mixture type of thing. We can't go buy more pasture, but we can build a building and expand our cow herd that way. There's a lot of interest there. There's a lot of benefits to bringing cows inside, but there's also detriments of we have to change our management style. So those are some things that we're talking with a lot of people. I think there's a real premise for people to do that, and instead of spending $3,000 or $4,000 on pasture, I'm going to spend $2,000, $2,500 on a cow housing operation and be ahead of the game and make better cattle from our operation.
So with housing operations, there are rules that have to be followed. I know that you can help out with those and getting someone started. Are those becoming more strict? Have they remained the same? Is it difficult to get started in an operation?
It isn't. Those rules have been in place, and they're very clear-cut. The challenge is, do I have to apply to them now that I've changed my operation? So there's a definition out there that we can help people through. But typically, if we're going to build more of a confined feeding type system or animal feeding system, we're going to have to apply some rules. And really, it's about how we protect the environment with the concrete and the structure and how we're going to handle those nutrients as manure when we put them out on our crops. A little different than a cow guy with just pasture that really hasn't thought about that in the past. The great thing I see about this cow housing is it's going to give us an opportunity to retain calves instead of shipping them when we're weaning. We can put some of this resource of Illinois grain on top of our calf crop, put some weight on them, utilize the resources we have, and add value to our beef operation. And I think that's the driver out there. How do we get more value out of the operation that we already have or invested in and make it even better? And that's really what's happening in the marketplace.
Not only can you use up some of that grain, but then you also get fertilizer made right at home, too. And I know I've talked with you about this before, but it's very sustainable to have cattle.
It is. More manure grows more corn. And what we have found out when you're not handling manure and all of a sudden you capture it and utilize it, we have a lot more nutrients and manure and assets than we ever thought. You and I as kids knew what manure was. It was a liability with a pitchfork. And now it's really an asset because it becomes really valuable, $100-plus dollars an acre to our cropping system. And we're recycling it, reusing it, and we're providing a great wholesome product as beef to the consumer and doing it locally in our own communities. That's pretty important.
Yeah, what more could you ask for? You know, you talked about people wanting to build facilities for the cattle, the housing. Is there a typical or average size or a number of head of cattle that are in one of those units, or is it just all over the board across the state?
Well, it really becomes equity in how much money you have to spend, but typically I see a 100 cow or 100 head feedlot type of system increase by another 100 head. It's a limiting return because we got to invest money to build that and put our money up front before it returns to us. But there's a lot of 100 cow, 200 head feedlots, 300 head feedlots, not of great size, and really somebody taking their system and making it better and then expanding some numbers because we've got to justify those costs on more numbers to average that out so we'd be competitive in the market. So I don't see any real major size-wise coming. There are some of that, but most of it is growing the farm that we have and utilizing the resources and growing numbers incrementally that is compatible to us and our workforce.
Well, sounds good. Nick, I always enjoy visiting with you. If someone would want to contact you, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the great place is your local Farm Bureau is associated with us. They can start there, corn, soy, the beef industry here in Illinois, and then us directly with the livestock group. IllinoisLivestock.org is an easy website to get to, and my contact information is right there.
And once again, that was Nick Anderson with the Illinois Livestock Development Group, and we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. New numbers have been released for the February Illinois Crop Report. Statewide, the average temp for the month was 40 degrees, and that was 10 degrees above normal. Precip averaged just over a half an inch, and that was 1 1/4 inches below normal. Topsoil moisture supply was 3% very short, 25% short, 69% adequate, and 3% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was 3% very short, 24% short, 71% adequate, and 2% surplus. Looking at winter wheat condition rated 1% very poor, 4% poor, 23% fair, 62% good, and 10% excellent. In some national ag news, Mexico issued a warning to the United States over the weekend, saying if any North American free trade agreement renegotiations include new tariffs, the nation's trade leaders would get up from the table. Mexico's economy minister said the country refuses to even discuss the kind of tariffs President Donald Trump has suggested, according to Bloomberg. Trump wants to build a border wall and impose a 20% tax on imports from Mexico, along with another possible tax on automobiles. Without NAFTA, the U.S. and Mexico would be subject to stricter tariff limits by the World Trade Organization if both countries choose to be WTO compliant. The U.S. is the biggest trading partner for Mexico, but the nation has trade deals with 40 other countries and is accelerating trade talks with Brazil and Argentina, two possible sources to replace corn purchases from the United States. Trade officials from Mexico have said they expect NAFTA talks to start in June. Before we wrap up today, we've got a few community events to tell you about. Starting with the Highland FFA chapter and alumni group will have a member auction on this Thursday, March 2nd. Doors open and bidder registration begins at 6 p.m. A free chili dinner will be served and the member auction will follow dinner in the kennel at Highland High School. FFA members will be auctioned off for a 4-hour work period and buyers will bid on a per hour basis. And the chapter is also collecting canned food goods for the Highland Food Pantry at the auction. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a Veterinary Feed Directive Seminar this Friday, March 3rd. The seminar starts at 9:30 a.m. and will be held at the Farm Bureau building in Carlinville. The seminar is free of charge, and you can pre-register by calling 217-854-2571. And last but not least, the Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have an annual dinner dance on Saturday, March 4th at the Witt Lyons building. The dinner dance begins at 6, and for more information, call 217-273-4768. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.